For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. The executive director of the Milwaukee Election Commission is calling on Scott Walker to apologize for accusing the city of incompetence in counting election ballots. Some Republicans have questioned more than 47,000 absentee votes, which were reported after Milwaukee's other totals on election night. Milwaukee said he had a team of lawyers looking into the absentee ballots, but their late reporting was the result of, quote, incompetence as opposed to corruption, end quote. Neil Albrecht, the executive director of the Milwaukee Election Commission, said in a letter to Walker, the comment is, quote, unsubstantiated, reckless, and damaging to the public's confidence in the integrity of elections. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. In a unanimous decision, the Wisconsin Supreme Court said the Mequon Police Department could use a GPS tracker device after the search warrant expired. The court said the warrant for use of the tracker does not have to conform to statutory limitations on most other search warrants. The decision upholds the conviction of a burglar who hit several Mequon businesses in 2015. Police installed the device on the suspect's car 10 days after the warrant was issued, while state law requires warrants to be served within 5 days of issuance. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. The Palmyra Eagle School District may dissolve next year if a spring referendum is not passed. The district is a victim of mounting debt and lack of economic development. The Palmyra Eagle School District covers western Waukesha and eastern Jefferson counties. If the district is dissolved, it would displace about 800 students and put about 100 people out of work. The roads are expected to be more crowded this Thanksgiving holiday thanks to lower gas prices. And the Bucks announced today that Northwestern Mutual has purchased the naming rights for the club lounge at Fiserv Forum. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. The provost of UW-Stevens Point is proposing cutting back on history and other humanities and promoting career-focused majors. Street Angels Milwaukee, a local volunteer group advocating for the homeless, held a silent protest on Saturday to draw attention to the plight of those living on the streets of Milwaukee. The roads are expected to be more crowded this Thanksgiving holiday thanks to lower gas prices. The Milwaukee Bucks announced today that Northwestern Mutual has purchased the naming rights for the club lounge at Fiserv Forum. And the Bucks have been off since Friday. They'll get back to work tonight against the Nuggets at the Forum. Tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of snow near Lake Michigan in the evening. Tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of snow near Lake Michigan in the evening. Lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs around 31. And Wednesday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-30s. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.